Welcome to this week's edition of the Wipro Cybersecurity by Cybersecurus podcast. I'm Evan Schumann. One of the more insidious threats to enterprise cybersecurity today are the tools that are supposed to help us. Almost all these enterprises house far too many tools, and CISOs are not even aware of many of them. These hidden tools are a combination of shadow IT, tools that were needed a couple of years ago but have since been abandoned, and literally orphaned tools from various acquisitions and mergers. The threats to the enterprise from these less than visible tools is extensive. First, they pose a security problem because malware can attach itself to these ignored pieces of code. Attackers can also leverage the gaps between the tools to leverage access and to create an effective hiding place for malware. Then there is the simple money aspect. The enterprise is paying for a lot of license fees for tools that they are simply not using. Wipro has leveraged AI to craft a suite that can find and rationalize these tools. Even better, they have a highly customizable automation mechanism. CISOs can set the tools to instantly repair holes while operating in the background, or the settings can have a human approve every change before it happens. Just depends on what the security department wants. Wipro partner Angshuman Chattopadhyay has been working with enterprise CISOs to fine-tune the new offering, dubbed SMC.AI. So how does SMC.AI find these hidden tools?
Today, in all enterprise environments, one of the biggest problems is focusing on the right set of security tools and obviously making the best use of them. Now, if you can imagine over these years where they have accumulated this set of security tools, they have grown, they got stacked up. Today, the continuous struggle for all of these enterprises is to keep track of these tools. And then most important is using them effectively. Now, when I say using them, it's also about the investment what they have done, the expectation from these tools, and at the same time, while they are paying these licenses and the supported cost every year. Now, if you see, most of our customers are using also multiple products. Probably some of them has the same purpose. There are conflicting set of controls, which also leads to a lot of unequal distribution of the security controls on-premise, in the cloud, you know, and the question is also how much of them are covering the entire estate. SMC.AI uses different sources to collect this data automatically to create the inventory of tools. Initially, when we look at customers' environment, we also take a lot of manual feeds, information gathered to create this inventory, eventually which is used to do the rationalization of tools, look at how well these tools are used in this environment. We also look at the coverage of these tools across different areas of the enterprise, map them to the security controls so that they can be used effectively. It's also very important that these tools need to be configured properly as per the best practices so that they have the ability to protect the environment. Now, this is all about how do you ensure the cyber hygiene and efficacy of these tools deployed in this enterprise environment.
But how does it figure out from the vast number of unknown executables in the environment which are tools and which are something entirely different?
So that's an interesting thing, and that's a struggle probably every enterprise is going through. So when you look at all these tools, we look at the controls or the products which are deployed in all these endpoints in the workloads. When it comes to the network, we look at the architecture and the different security controls that are deployed with the help of the products which are there in that environment. Now, when we do a correlation of this entire controls and the tool sets, also looking at the traffic and the behavior of the different elements of the network, we can decide also based on an external catalog that what are the security tools deployed in this environment and what are the tools they are using. We can also do the version control of these tools to look at whether these tools are compliant, whether they're end of life, end of sale, or whether they're being used probably based on a merger or acquisition, what we have done in other companies. So we use the external sources from all the major product vendors and their published sources where this information is stored about the particular tool, the version, and whether it is end of life. We also leverage different vulnerability scanners where they report the tools and the validity of the tools. Now, it's also important that it's not just about a tool being present, whether it is valid or it is still within the usage period, but it's also important to know whether they have the right kind of license, whether the right kind of support to work the tool efficiently. So it's about looking at holistically whether the tools are deployed, whether they have the right kind of licenses and the support. At the same time, whether they're used effectively in their environment. Well, it's a combination of an automated and a manual process. If there are homegrown tools which are there used, or there are tools probably long before it has become end of life, we probably rely on the manual feed or the information given by our customers, and that becomes a source. Initially, it's a struggle because you need to create a holistic inventory of the tools where it's a combination of automatic and manual effort. But eventually, once we get into the maturity phase, you will look at all these things are happening automatically, and probably we have a very minimal input or a manual input is required.
One of the SMC.ai features is something called smart reporting. That is an attempt to address the massive prioritization problem, the triage system. So today's threats landscapes are so complex that the CISO's team has far more to do than it has time for. What this does, if I understand it correctly, you're using AI to suggest security priorities. How does this triage work?
So the CISO and the team today, if you look at, they're overwhelmed with a large set of data. They're also getting a lot of output data from the product console itself, not to mention the huge amount of compliance reports what they have gathered. Now, the biggest problem, how do you manage these reports and make a meaningful action out of it? Now, all these different reports talks about different gaps, which ultimately connect back to the core security controls and the associated products of the tools what they're using on the ground. Now, the biggest ask for them is how to fix them, or rather, how do I prioritize, you know, all these things? SMC.ai uses a prioritized risk model based on the different themes which drives the security posture. For example, how can I look at what is the attack surface for my enterprise looks like, right? What are the different critical configuration elements of each of those security products and how we are making them compliant? What is about the insider threats and what are the security controls are helping us to protect it? Now, all these things helps customer to prioritize. And depends on the industry, depends on the sector, there is also a variance of the different security controls what you are using. Most importantly, we are also considering the crown jewels, the applications and the associated security controls, which will be definitely given priority. Customer can also define a priority based on certain areas, could be looking at those controls which can be easily improved. Now, the entire operational risk posture is derived on compliance level of every device and then associated every theme and then so on, so that when we report the overall risk posture in SMC.ai, you as a user, you can drill down to an extent to find out what has gone wrong, which is the device which is not performing well, or where actually the issue is lying. Now, SMC.ai also aims to reduce the complexity of performing root cause analysis of these issues. So it means when we look at the different patterns, the changes of the compliance, what has happened to each of those tools and the associated use cases, we use AI model to create a relationship between them, understand what has gone wrong at what point of time, and what is probably the reason which has to be fixed. Now, that gets into the process of remediation, and that's where CISOs can look at prioritizing them. Further in this process, SMC.ai also comes with a very interactive chatbot. Now, that is for the users, especially the senior stakeholders who are responsible for the well-being of a security posture. They also can look at that what has gone wrong while SMC.ai still offers browsing through the entire application and finding out what is happening in the cybersecurity estate. they can also ask very quick questions. And when they get the response instantly, it actually helps them to identify what are the areas they can look at. Now, it also improves a lot of user experience. Sometimes it's also difficult for some people, it depends on the domain they're working out, to get into every security technology or the tool and find out the technical language used and make a meaning out of it, or rather a business meaning out of it. SMC.ai will definitely help senior stakeholders to be aware what is happening in their environment and get more and more involved, so that they cannot just see the report which is coming out, but also plan for the action to remediate them.
SMC.ai also focuses on a new twist for auto healing and managing security services. How does that all work?
Well, SMC.ai has a large repository of bots and automation scripts. Now, what it does is it connects to each of those criteria, all the use cases which SMC.ai has. Now, all of this use cases definitely provides a report analysis and the trend out of it, while a lot of these use cases are connected back to a set of bots. Now, these bots are purpose-built, created to resolve these issues, looking at holistically, just like a way a human engineer or an analyst probably look at resolving this issue. Now, all those criteria, when it is reported back, it also looks at an user intervention where the user can actually select if this issue occurs or if this particular use case becomes non-compliance, can it be remediated automatically or schedule it or, you know, do it on an ad hoc basis. Now, this also helps them to do the right analysis of the risk and the changes being performed. It also adheres to the change management process of this particular enterprise and considers all the reporting is done as per the process. Now, this also a great element to drive intelligent security operations, because you are not just talking about something responding in a reactive manner, rather fixing this operational risk proactively before even the attacker finds them out and then exploits those. Wipro helps to achieve maturity in security operations, also aims to provide transparency to the customers, where SMC.ai is one of the key tools to achieve that.
For this week's edition of the Wipro Cybersecurity by Cybersecurist podcast, I'm Evan Schumann. Have a secure and compliant week.